Brothers and sisters, welcome to this Sunday worship today on the 26th of July 2020. Let us come together to worship God, and I will share with you a prayer that I say to myself every day. I say to God every day so that I can be a better Christian. So let us worship God in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And this is the prayer that I would like to share with you today. Grant, O Lord, that none may love you less this day because of me, that never word of act of mine may turn one soul from thee, and ever daring yet one more grace would I implore, that many souls this day, because of me, may love thee more. Amen. Let us now confess our sins. Holy God, giver of light and grace, we have sinned against you and against our brothers and sisters through ignorance, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We have belittled your love and betrayed your trust. We are truly sorry and ashamed. Lord, we repent of all our sins. In the name of Jesus Christ, please forgive us and lead us out from darkness to walk as children of light. The Almighty and Merciful Lord forgives you from all your sins. And here in gratitude we say, God of love, give us a heart to love you and to love one another, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, our Saviour. Amen. The reading today is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 25 to 30. At that time Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent, and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. Well, this passage of the Gospel is divided into two sections. And at first they seem to be disconnected, but they are actually very well connected and coherent. The first part is verses 25 to 27, and the second part is 28 to 30. In the first section, Jesus talks about what the Father reveals to people. It's about divine revelation. God's plan is not human, but divine. Those who think themselves intelligent and wise according to human standards fail to see the beauty and wonder of divine revelation. people cannot find God by logical analysis, holding on to pride in human understanding. Divine revelation, it is not an arbitrary selection where God chooses who to save and who to condemn. This is a big misunderstanding and has been going on through the centuries in the churches, in the Christian churches. It's not about God choosing arbitrarily who to save and who to condemn. Divine revelation comes to those who are open to it. I repeat that for you. Divine revelation comes to those who are open to it. God's salvation is offered to the world. Jesus died on the cross for everybody. But only those who are humble enough to trust God and open the door of their hearts will see God in their lives. This is how the two things connect. We also see in this passage an early hint to the Trinity here. There's an exclusive relationship between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit bestowed to the disciples to know the Father through the Son and the Holy Spirit. So there is this early picture of the Trinity. Therefore, Jesus is the ultimate revelation of God to the world. Jesus is the ultimate revelation. There's no more revelation that can be done like that, because it's the maximum thing God can do, to come to us. And that continues when Jesus promises that he's going to be with us forever at the end of this gospel. That Jesus is going to be with us forever through the Holy Spirit. So the question here is, how do we respond? How do we respond to this invitation? Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest, Jesus says. How do we respond? We need humility, trust, love. We need to surrender. We need patience. There it is, Jesus inviting us to him. In the second section, verses 28 to 30. He's calling us to open our hearts to him, to choose salvation, to come to him. Jesus can't do any more than that. He died on the cross for us. There's no more that can be done. So now he's calling us to him. He's saying, trust me. Trust me. Come to me. Have faith in me, trust in me, and your life will change. So this is how we need to think, how we put this in practice. How do we respond? How our life will change? Well, first of all, we are going to have a different perspective. A different perspective in life in general. Those things that seemed so important before are no longer a priority in comparison to the prospect of eternal life. Our spiritual being, the nurture of our spiritual life becomes as important, if not more important, than the physical aspect of life. Those things that you thought made you happy, they no longer do. Anything that you thought made you happy before doesn't make you happy anymore. I've seen this in so many people that came to Christ. you sought after those things because the world told you that you needed them. But God is telling you that in Him you will find true life. And you are discovering that it's true. Life in this world is insane. Career, success, money, security, power, popularity, and all other things like this. It's what people chase all their lives. But when we breathe our last breath, and our life is over, we leave all these things behind. Those are all heavy burdens that we carry, but we don't really need, and we don't want when we know the joy of knowing Jesus. So this is how life will change if only we open the heart and surrender to His love. We can leave all things in His care. Suddenly we don't need to pretend that we are invincible. We drop all things in Jesus' hands. He carried the cross of your sins. His hands took the nails that we deserve to take. Surely Jesus can take anything else off our shoulders. We just need to learn to trust in Him. We don't trust Him enough these days. We still try to retain control in our lives, or the illusion that we are in control. As we surrender to Jesus, we find that we can deal with every crisis of life in a different way from before. First of all, we no longer despair because we have hope. Hope that God will care for us in every situation. Hope that God will care for us in every situation of life and even in death. Then, secondly, we can appeal to God for guidance, for direction, for learning, to form us and to lead us to Him. So life is starting to have a complete different flavor. And in that, we can learn to live again. Life is joy. True life in Him is joy. Joy that goes beyond happiness or sadness. Life in Christ is all about that feeling of your soul melting in a feast of love and joy and understanding and peace, found in the realization, that wonderful realization of being loved by God. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, through your Son, you have taught us that nothing in life or in death can separate us from your love. Look in mercy on all of us as we go through this great sorrow of coronavirus worldwide pandemic and all its consequences. Lord, we pray, help those who are ill. Support the dying, the jobless, and all those who are suffering the consequences of this worldwide disaster. Strengthen the members of the NHS and all those who bring relief and comfort. Console and protect those who have lost loved ones. give your light in darkness to all who are near to despair, and assure them that you hold all souls in your care. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. And at the Savior's command, informed by his divine teaching, we pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And now, brothers and sisters, the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you always. Amen.